So Brian Shalhavi says, well, it appears one topic that's off limits when discussing who the next president will be is the idea of COVID vaccines. The reason, of course, is that Americans have no choice when it comes to the vaccines, among many other issues, as both candidates are solidly pro-vaccine and pro-COVID-19 vaccine. And he talks about the fact that I've mentioned for the last 2 days. On Monday and on Tuesday, I talked about this Joe Rogan interview. And I said, yeah, you know, he didn't even touch the COVID vaccine thing. You know, just let's move on. Right? I mentioned it quickly, but he talks a lot about that normally. But he didn't want to bring that up with Trump. And he was even, I played for you yesterday, one of the people that works with him says, you know, you didn't really go into that vaccine thing. Yeah, I decided I didn't want to do that. Well, did they tell you that as a condition of the interview? Now, he's going to be interviewing J.D. Vance, and he says that he's offered an interview to Lala, but she's put a lot of conditions on it. You got to come to me and things like that. And he says, well, I can't do that. But he says, I still hope she's going to do it, whatever, because it's an entertainment show. But the vax is the elephant in the room, as I said before, for the GOP. And it is not just the elephant in the room for Trump. The vaccine is the elephant in the room for all the GOP politicians who passively sat there and did nothing about it. The lockdown, the vax, and the pandemic is also the elephant in the room for all these people who are going to vote for them, because they're engaging in a kind of Orwellian doublethink. Oh, I hate that vaccine, but don't talk about it, right? As a matter of fact, he said he saw this article questioning why Joe Rogan wouldn't talk about the vaccine when he had Trump. He said, I saw that it was republished on Zero Hedge. He said, I know that Zero Hedge is very, very pro-Trump. So he said, I was interested to see what comments people left on the article. He said, one person commenting seems to sum up the rationale to not broach the topic of a COVID-19 vaccine issue with Trump. The person said, talking about COVID is a vote loser. The purpose of interviews is not to set the record straight. It's to help win elections. We don't want to have the truth, right? Let's not have an interview so we can find out the truth. Purpose of the interview is to win an election. It's all about winning, 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 winning. I don't care what means I have to use so that I can win. And that was what disgusted me with Alex Jones and InfoWars when I was there. Winning was everything. No, it's not. That's absolutely not. You're dead wrong about that. 4D chess, don't worry. I know that he told you he was going to do this. And I know it's a betrayal of his promises. And I know it's a betrayal of the Constitution. But hey, we got to win. For what purpose? When you sell out like that, folks, and you see a politician who sells out like that, they make that little compromise. Well, I know this is the wrong thing to do. But if I don't do this, I won't be able to play the game. I'll lose. I'll be out of the game. I won't be able to do it. And so they do it. And then the next time when there is an issue that they need to take a stand on, it's so much easier to do the thing that's going to allow them to win that they know is wrong. Every time they make that compromise, it gets easier. And the only thing you can do is to not make that compromise. And if you've made it, you got to stop it. But this is the attitude of the broadcasters like Tucker, the rest of these people. The purpose of these interviews is just to win the elections, not to tell the truth, not to find out the truth. And so as Brian Shalhavi says, there you have it. The truth is irrelevant. But you see, at the same time this is happening, the GOP is absolutely furious that YouTube is directing people away from the full three-hour interview with Trump. And they're directing them, if you look for Rogan and Trump, what they say is on YouTube, they direct you to some things that are cut out where people have negative comments about it. And so they said, no, they're directing people away from the full interview. That's horrible. Is it? Is that censorship? Didn't Rogan censor himself? Right? If you're going to, Joe, if you're going to engage in self-censorship, if you're going to be dishonest about this, if you're going to avoid certain topics, then why would it be strange for YouTube to set it up so that, for their political purposes, so that your interview is avoided by people? You see, Joe is not kicked off of YouTube. He's still there. Joe's not demonetized off of YouTube. He's still there. Now, what does that tell you about him? It's simply because Joe Rogan censors himself. He knows what he can say, and he knows what he can't say. He knows what he can say to appease his masters at Spotify and YouTube and make millions and tens of millions of dollars just like Tucker. And he knows what he is allowed to say and not allowed to say to Trump so that he appeases his audience and the thugs who don't want to know the truth, who don't want the truth to be said, who don't want to stop the COVID vaccines that are killing people, and they don't want to stop the principles and the precedents that were laid down by Trump. They're fine with all that as long as Trump goes back. That's all they care about. How insane is that? That is completely insane. Poor Trump. Poor Rogaine. Poor elephant in the room, because the elephant in the room can't get any of these MAGA-tards to listen to him, no matter what happens. And so, it's all about, they're all butthurt about the fact that YouTube is censoring Rogaine, except Rogaine censors himself. Folks, it's just a pageant. It's just a show. It's just a performance. And it is all sound and fury, signifying nothing. Except that you see the effect that these people have. You see the effect that Tucker Carlson has when he gets these people cheering for Big Daddy government. That's scary stuff. Let's go to the article that showed the picture of George W. Bush's daughter joining Harris on the campaign trail. Oh, it was so inspiring, she said, to be able to campaign with Lala. This just tells you about the Uniparty. Barbara Pierce Bush says, I'm hopeful that they'll move our country forward and protect women's rights. George W. Bush's daughter, Barbara Pierce Bush, 42, joined the Harris campaign last weekend in Pennsylvania to help knock on doors and campaign for the potential future president. Now, George Bush, George W., and his wife have not made an endorsement. They're setting this one out, unlike Cheney. And yet, you know, we've seen over and over again how, you know, George Bush is palling around with Bill Clinton, palling around with Obama, and all the rest of stuff. And, you know, just like Trump always palled around with Clinton. not Obama, but he palled around with Clinton all the time. The Clintons, he was partying with them, with Jeffrey Epstein and everything. And his daughter, Ivanka, was best friends with Hillary's daughter, Chelsea. They were best friends. They went to the same elitist, liberal, socialist schools together. And so the Bushes are really palling around with all the Democrats. You see, as I said before, I remember when we were in church and somebody got really upset with me because I said, I'm not voting for George Bush. And this polar opposite. Oh, you can't be a Christian and not be pro-life. I said, no, I'm pro-life, but you know, Harry Brown's going to stop the funding. Bush isn't going to do anything like that. And he's not going to end abortion either. So that's a non-starter right there. That's not a difference between them. And at that time, I didn't know or what I told her about the Bush family and its long history with Planned Parenthood. It was George H.W. Bush's father, George W. Bush's grandfather, this daughter's great-grandfather, who was on the very first fundraising letter that Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, put out as they were doing their genocide campaign against black people. He was a treasurer, and his name is right there on the letterhead at the very top left. In 2010... Bush, who also has a twin sister, told People magazine she does not identify with either major political party. But in the past, Bush has supported causes that are sympathetic to many in the Democrat Party, such as abortion and same-sex marriage. It's great to have these wonderful Christian Republican politicians like George W. Bush and Mike Johnson, isn't it? Boy, they pull the wool over people's eyes. It's just amazing. Her mother, Laura Bush, similarly broke with the family's Republican roots in 2010 when she, too, came out in support of abortion and gay marriage. So there you go. The Bushes support abortion and gay marriage. The Trumps support abortion and gay marriage. As a matter of fact, Trump supported transgender and beauty contests, his own beauty contests, long before it even became an issue. And Melania supports pornography, her own pornography, right, as well as abortion. I'm proud to stand with Planned Parenthood, not only because women, regardless of where they are from, deserve to live dignified, healthy lives, because it's really a good investment, she said. It's a good investment. It's a good investment to kill your baby because you'll have more money. And it'll be so much more healthy for you to kill your baby, except that it isn't. Remember, I talked about that, especially when you talk about the pill. It goes up like a factor of 50 times more emergency room visits, serious emergency room visits. And the people who had, they looked at emergency room visits of people who had had a pill abortion, people who had a surgical abortion, women who had not had any, were not even pregnant, and mothers who delivered their children. And guess who had by far and away the smallest number of, by far and away? It was the mothers who had the fewest emergency room visits. And the ones who had the most were the abortion, and way more than the surgical abortion was the pill. That these people are so concerned about the health of women that they allow them to take a dangerous abortion pill without even having a medical exam.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.